It's okay for bears to hibernate, but not gardeners. Sure, we're in the middle of winter, but you can still get out there and enjoy nature. Patrick Murphy has more on this edition of Grow.
You can cuddle up under the duvet this winter, or you can get out and get some good ideas. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences. His name is Patrick Murphy. Hello there, Murph.
Laura Kennedy, it's great to see you.
Great to have you here today on GLT's Grow. Murph has advice on places for gardeners to investigate this winter. Don't be lazy. Get out there.
That's right. And I personally enjoy travel, and it makes me excited and happy, and it makes me laugh because this topic is one that was created out of necessity in my life, really. Mm-hmm. So gardeners are outside people, you know, and nothing is, as ironic as getting cooped up in the winter and then saying to your wife or your loved one, hey, let's get in an even smaller space and drive somewhere. And, you know, the cabin fever's there.
Mm-hmm.
There's that wild nose hair that my wife can hear that to her it sounds like a silent little scream.
Uh-huh.
But I don't hear it. You know, so you're getting on each other's nerves, and you got to get out, and you got to see something, and you got to do something. And along the way, you're going to learn things to bring home to your home and your garden.
Great. So get us on our journey.
So here locally in central Illinois, I couldn't not mention the Morton Arboretum in Lyle and the Chicago Botanic Garden in Glencoe.
Good, because I was sitting here going, gee, I hope he talks about the Morton Arboretum, because that is so amazing.
And here's why these are on the top of the list, okay? This is a winter destination. You can go there in the winter, and, you know, say you have other business up there. You're flying out, you know, mm-hmm. and you're flying out at 4 in the afternoon. Well, go up in the morning, get your car parked, and go on out there. I know it sounds like a stretch, but that's an extreme situation. Otherwise, say you're going up to see friends or do some shopping or catching a show up in the big city, you got to check it out. And you can get something to eat there. Parking is free or reasonably affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And they have greenhouses. They have inside things in addition to walkable grounds that are close to where you park and where the headquarters of these facilities are at.
Mm-hmm.
And if you went up after the Christmas holiday, December 25th is come and gone, you're still going to see some of the holiday decor and winter decor.
Yeah, they have a wonderful light display at the Morton Arboretum. So that's something to, like, you know, a nice romantic nighttime walk.
Yeah, and we talk about so many different kinds of plants on our different meetings, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you go and see what they're supposed to look like, you know. And if you're not sure if I've talked you into the paper bark maple or the white spire birch, well, these are the places you can go
mm-hmm.
and get an idea what they look like without their clothes on.
Yeah, without their hello.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Half the year you're going to be seeing that thing naked.
Yeah.
So you really need to understand not just what the leaves look like or the blooms look like, but what is the architecture of that tree. You know, and you can learn it that way.
That's right. And they'll even have bonsai and other indoor exhibits. And we've talked about that specifically on one program dedicated to that. And it's something to see. And I think it's nice, you know, having the opportunity to go and do that and then, you know, maybe sit down and have a piece of pie and a cup of coffee or just chow down and get the whole lasagna bucket, whatever suits you.
Okay.
But it's all there, one-stop shopping. Now, if you get in a little closer to the city in mm-hmm. this metropolitan Chicago example,
yes,
you got the Peggy Noterbark Nature Center. That's right off of Lakeshore Drive.
Ooh,
it's
nice.
It's near Lincoln Park. And there's also a conservatory within walking distance of that same nature museum.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're out on the south end of town or west end of town, you've also got the Garfield Park Conservatory. There's, you know, Chihuly has exhibited there in the past.
Chihuly is a magnificent glass artist.
That's right.
You know, if you haven't lived till you've seen Chihuly's work.
And I recall seeing some really impressive miniature train sets in the Lincoln Park Conservatory.
Oh, really?
Over the winter months. And, you know, I'm kind of into that kind of stuff, too. And it's nice to see and break some of the cabin fever.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. And this week, we're actually trying to break that cabin fever, get out and about, see some beautiful places that gardeners would be interested in, and come back with some good ideas.
Yeah, and we're talking about these professionally managed and maintained gardens in the Chicago metropolitan area. There's a Cantigny Grounds and 1st Infantry Division War Museum.
Whoa.
And it's really something. I mean, the outside is, you can appreciate from the car. So, you know, I'm entertaining some of the in-laws and be a great place to take them on a drive and then go inside and see what's being exhibited at the time at this location too. And I used Chicago as an example because it's closest to where we are as far as a metropolitan area. But the good news is, if your travels this winter are taking you to other areas, this is available in almost every metropolitan area. So if you're heading down to Florida for the winter, after you listen to the show, that's fine. I understand. You can you can podcast and catch the other episodes later. But you could stop in Nashville and check out the Cheekwood Botanic Gardens and Art Museum. And say you're going to the Quad Cities, you know, and you got somebody going to school at Augustana, and you get them all tucked away and back into class, and, you know, you could check out their botanic garden. But you can also make a specific trip there for some time in March. March 26th, I believe, in Rock Island is the Quad Cities Flower and Garden Show. A little smaller venue than the Chicago Flower and Garden Show. Impressive nonetheless.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in Central Illinois have business over there. So when you're heading that way, take that into consideration. In Indianapolis, they have the Indianapolis Museum of Art, Garden, and Greenhouses. Greenhouses are modest there, but they have bonsai.
So if you're a bonsai fan, you can go there for some inspiration.
That's right. And you can get something to eat. You know, I'm all about the food, too.
Well, I know. And that bucket of lasagna wasn't going to eat itself.
Yeah, you know, that's just an example. That's not something I find myself in. But some people really like
it. Some people like it.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny? Now, there's P. Allen Smith. I've talked about him many times.
He's P. Allen Smith, I like him.
Legend in the landscape and gardening arena.
Yeah.
He is home. His home is the Garden Home, and it's in Roland, Arkansas. And pretty much Monday through Friday, year-round, you can go there for $90 a person and get a tour of the home, and they'll feed you lunch.
Whoa.
And it's nice. It's really nice. And the married men out there and people that want to impress their in-laws on the other side, take them there. It's really nice. It's walkable. It's accessible. They've got a lot of comfort and classy type accommodations there. Even if you're not a gardener, you'll love it.
You know, a place I like, which was actually really close here in Central Illinois, is in Peoria. It's Luthy Botanical Garden.
Luthy Botanic Garden. This is a great location for someone to check out in the winter.
Yeah, if you and it's they've got indoor space and outdoor space, and you could see the beautiful plantings outdoors, and you can go inside, and they have poinsettias galore for this time of year, and they have all kinds of wonderful exotics and that sort of thing. So that's right down I-74.
That's great. There's a lot of great stuff in the community, and we all support that in the winter, and it makes it a lot stronger.
Yeah, and you can actually, you're thinking to yourself, well, what am I going to learn in the winter? There's plenty of things to learn in the winter.
Yeah, who knows everything? Really? Yeah. What am I going to learn?
You're going to go all the way around a plant. It's not just the summer that a plant has information to give you to learn from. It's the winter as well. So coming up next week on GLT's Grow, we are sweating the small stuff as we talk about miniature gardens. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a special guest in the studio. Jennifer from Niepegan is going to be up to talk about miniature gardens, and that's going to be a whole lot of fun. And if you've got a gardening question or problem you'd like Murph to tackle, go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form, and send it along to us. Maybe Murph will pick your question to answer on the air. Just submit those questions at wglt.org/grow.
You can subscribe to the free Grow weekly podcast at iTunes and WGLT.org. You can also find the Sound Ideas podcast, stories, and interviews at our website, including today's episode with help from Charlie Schlenker, Willis Kern, Laura Kennedy, and John Norton. I'm Mike McCurdy. Tomorrow on Sound Ideas, hear about the role Central Illinois played in a huge bicycle boom of the 1890s. Find out how Peoria and Bloomington were well positioned to take advantage of the advent of what was known as the safety bicycle and how those bikes ended up worldwide. You'll hear from Illinois Wesleyan University librarian and historian Chris Sweet, who's researching this forgotten history. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. and 11 a.m. on GLT's Sound Ideas.
Riding my bicycle, riding my bicycle.